From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The grand jury investigating the shooting death of an unarmed black 18-year-old is expected to decide later this month whether to indict the white officer who pulled the trigger in Ferguson, Missouri. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman explains following weeks of unrest over Michael Brown's August death, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is now pledging zero tolerance for any future violence.
The governor repeatedly drew a line between those who want to live and protest peacefully in Ferguson and those who want to use the situation as cover for violence. Residents have the right, he said, to keep their businesses open or walk to their jobs or bus stops without fear.
Citizens must also have the right to express themselves peacefully without being threatened by individuals intent on creating violence and disorder.
Nixon says local law enforcement officials have met with protest leaders and called the conversations good and productive, but some of those leaders say they don't find Nixon's statements comforting. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lipman in St. Louis.
Two former bank executives in Afghanistan are facing 10-year sentences for their role in a 2010 bank scandal in Kabul. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the court has also ordered the freezing of assets of a number of others, including former President Hamid Karzai's brother.
The former chairman and CEO of the defunct Kabul Bank were convicted last year and originally sentenced to 5 years each. The appeals court increased the sentences to 10 years, though they can still appeal to the Supreme Court. In 2010, Kabul Bank collapsed after shareholders embezzled nearly $1 billion. Mahmoud Karzai and the brother of a former vice president were implicated in the scandal, but they, along with other well-connected shareholders, avoided prosecution in the original trial. Ashraf Ghani reopened the case as one of his first acts as the new Afghan president. He's vowed to fight Afghanistan's rampant corruption. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Thousands of nurses were off the job today, picketing in front of Northern California Kaiser Permanente facilities. Nurses launching a 2-day strike that will affect at least 21 Kaiser hospitals and 35 clinics. Registered nurse Katie Romer is on the picket lines and cites declining patient care standards and concerns by healthcare workers about Ebola safety as the reasons for the walkout.
We are taking this action because increasingly we find that when we are going into work, we do not have the resources to safely take care of our patients.
California Hospital Association, which is in contract talks with the nurses, meanwhile accuses the union of using the crisis to further its own causes. From ceremonies in Washington, D.C. at Arlington National Cemetery to a parade up New York's Fifth Avenue, Veterans Day is being observed in different parts of the country today. In New York, former Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly, a Marine lieutenant, served as Grand Marshal of the annual parade there. In Washington, D.C., there's a concert on the National Mall that has brought in tens of thousands of people. First of its kind event to raise awareness of veterans' issues featuring, among others, Bruce Springsteen, Eminem, Rihanna, and Metallica. On Wall Street, the Dow was up a point today. This is NPR. A controversial 2-day economic summit is wrapped up in Egypt. Representatives from more than 60 U.S. companies taking part in what's described as the largest such delegation in history. The visit was organized by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and included a personal envoy sent by Secretary of State John Kerry. Rights groups say Egypt's president was rewarded at a time his government has been increasingly cracking down on opponents. European researchers are just hours away from attempting to land a robotic probe on a comet's surface. NPR's Jeff Bromfield reports they're not sure if it's going to work, though.
It takes half an hour for a command from Earth to reach the comet 300 million miles away, so there's no way to guide the lander in. Instead, the plan is to let it fall gently onto the surface. The problem is the landing zone is strewn with hazards like cliffs and boulders. Herman Bernhardt, the lander's chief scientist, says it's hard to guess the odds that the probe will find a safe spot to touch down.
I think they are definitely better than 50%. But we need quite a bit of luck.
Researchers should know whether they have succeeded by midday Wednesday. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
AT&T's deal to buy Mexico's number 3 cellular operator, Usacell, creates a cellular firm with coverage in both the U.S. and Mexico. However, analysts say it may also require AT&T to invest billions of dollars to catch up with the market's two biggest players. The deal puts Usacell in direct competition with Carlos Slim's American Movel. The deal, which values Usacell at $2.5 billion with debt factored in. Usacell has 8.6 million subscribers. AT&T, as of June, had 116.6 million. AT&T sees value, though, in Mexico because of its rising population and middle class, even as a proportion of Mexicans with wireless service lags other Latin American countries.